The 10 Dane County felons are all currently on parole or probation. Between them, they've been convicted of 96 felonies, including murder, sexual assault of children, armed robbery, drug dealing, and numerous gun crimes. Last night, in a public meeting, a panel of more than a dozen local and federal police and prosecutors put them on notice. Federal Prosecutor John Vaudreuil told them they're under the microscope now, and if they commit another crime, there will be no mercy.
And you get up in front of the judge and try to say, I didn't know. I'm sorry. They weren't that clear. I'm going to stand up and go, well, that's crap. Because you were warned. You were given opportunities.
Those opportunities are the carrot side of this new initiative. They were offered at last night's meeting by an array of agencies that promised to help the men find housing, work, and drug and alcohol treatment. Barbara McKinney of Madison Urban Ministry put it to them this way.
We stand together, committed to working with you in a transforming, positive, and a healing, restorative way.
All but two of the offenders stayed after the meeting to talk with job and housing counselors. This public targeting of violent offenders with a combination of threats and promises of support has reduced crime and recidivism in other cities across the country. The plan in Dane County is to hold similar community notification meetings with a different 10 offenders 4 times a year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.